If one of your friends asks you, when is Jesus coming back? What would you tell them? If that same friend continued to ask you more questions, like, how can you be sure Jesus is coming back? What would you tell them? This morning on After the Sunrise, Pastor Darrell will attempt to help you answer these questions. Today's message is, Because Jesus Told Me So.
Good morning and welcome to After the Sunrise. My name is Pastor Darrell Cardwell from the North Salem Church of God. I'm glad that you tuned in this morning to hear another message from the Word of God. Tara asked some pretty direct questions in the opening this morning about a friend who might have asked us the questions like, when is Jesus coming back? Are you sure he's coming back? Well, sure, the scriptures tell us directly, well, I won't just say the scriptures, Jesus himself told us directly that he was coming back. Now this morning, I'm going to look at a few of these scriptures with you, and I want you to understand them, and maybe you can mark them in your Bible, so if your friend happens to ask you that question, you'll have some scripture references to go to and maybe share with them about the return of Jesus Christ. First of all, we have to realize that no man knows the time or the date when Jesus will come back, when Jesus is coming back. The Bible is very plain about that, but we do know that he is going to come back. If you have your Bible, turn to Mark chapter 13, and we'll read verses 32 through 37. It's a familiar text. I probably shared it with you before in one of the other programs, but this morning I just want to read this with you again. Mark chapter 13, verses 32 through 37. Jesus is talking. He says, "No one knows about the day or hour, not even the angels in heaven, nor the Son, but only the Father. Be on guard, be alert, you do not know when the time will come. It is like a man going away. He leaves his house and puts his servants in charge, each one his assigned task, and tells the one at the door, keep watch. Therefore, keep watch, because you do not know when the owner of the house will come back, whether it's in the evening or at midnight or when the rooster crows or at dawn. If he comes suddenly, don't let him find you sleeping. What I say to you, I say to everyone, watch. The man's going away, he leaves the servants in charge, but he did tell them, I'm going to come back. The owner of the house is going to come back, and what I want you to do is to watch. But you don't know when I'm coming back, so you better be prepared." And I believe that's what Jesus is telling us. We know that he went away. He ascended into heaven. He's sitting at God's right hand right now. He's the intercessor between us and God. He's our mediator. He speaks to the Father on our defense. And now, he's waiting for God to tell him, Jesus, go back and collect your people from the earth and establish your kingdom. But he hasn't told us that. But the scriptures here that we just read said that even Jesus doesn't know the time when he's going to come back. Now, maybe he does now, since he's been with his Father for some thousand and some years, but we don't know that. But Jesus might know when he is going to come back, and that time can't be too far off. In Luke chapter 21, Jesus starts giving some signs about when he might come back. See, there are clues all along the way that help us to understand when Jesus is going to come back. We just have to take those clues, and we have to listen to what he had to say to us in the scriptures. But we better be prepared to do those things when he tells us. So we're going to turn to Luke chapter 21. I have a section here, it starts with verse 6, and I'll pull out a few of the things that might help us to understand when Jesus just might come back. This is Jesus talking again. "As for what you see here, the time will come when not one stone will be left on another. Every one of them will be thrown down." "Teacher," they ask, "when will these things happen? and what will be the sign that they are about to take place? Now, doesn't that sound just like the question that your friend asked you? When's Jesus coming back? Are you sure he's coming back? When's it going to happen? Please tell me. Well, Jesus himself said here that here are some things that might help you to understand. Verse 8 says, "Watch out that you are not deceived, for many will come in my name, claiming I am he. The time is near. Do not follow them." Folks, how many times have you gone through the grocery store tabloid line, the checkout line, and saw all these tabloids that talk about the Messiah is here, or Jesus is over here in the desert, or Jesus is there? Folks, the scriptures is very plain. We'll know when he's going to come back. But there's people who still believe that Jesus has already returned, but that's not what the scriptures tell us. Jesus says, "Watch out that you are not deceived, for many will come in my name, claiming I am he. The time is near. Don't follow them." Verse 9, "When you hear of wars and revolutions, do not be frightened. Do not be frightened. These things must happen first, but the end will not come right away." Did you know we're in a war right now? Of course you did. You can't turn to the TV, you can't read the newspaper, you can't look at the news magazines, you can't go online without some big old blurb coming on talking about the war. And unfortunately, we read about those who have lost their lives in the war. But see, not only are we in the war in Iraq and Afghanistan and all those things, there's wars all over the world. There's wars in this little country and that little country. There's going to be wars and rumors of wars. But Jesus said, well, it's not the time yet. Then he said to them, "Nation will rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom." We know that's happening, but the end is not here. Verse 11, "There will be great earthquakes, famines, and pestilences in various places, and fearful events and great signs from heaven." Oh, did you know the world's hungry? I bet you did. Did you know why? Well, because there's famine in the land. People are out there hungry. You know, each and every one of us probably go to bed with a meal in our stomachs at night. There's a lot of places where people don't go to bed with something in their tummies. But the thing is that this is something that has to happen before Jesus returns. Earthquakes, famines. There's an earthquake every time you turn around. Strange places are having earthquakes. Not too long ago there's an earthquake in India. Not too long ago there's one in China. Every time you turn around, there's an earthquake. Even in our own current country, in the United States, there are earthquakes that happen. They might be little tremors, but these things have to happen. There'll be great signs from the heavens. Many times that the astronomers will look out into space and they can see many things, stars that are bursting apart, and all these things that are colliding with this and that and everything else. These are signs from heavens. Jesus goes on to say, "But before all this, they will lay hands on you and persecute you. They will deliver you to the synagogues and prisons, and you will be brought before kings and governors, all on account of my name. This will result in your being witnesses to them." Folks, there's going to come a time when we might be persecuted for our faith. We might be persecuted because we believe the scriptures. We believe in the things that God has said to us. We believe the things that Jesus has taught us. We believe that the kingdom will be established upon the earth. But the thing is that there are those people who do not believe those things, and they might turn around and persecute us. As Christians, what are we supposed to do? Well, folks, we need to be prepared for those days. Jesus says, "You'll be betrayed even by your parents, brothers, relatives, and friends, and they'll put some of you to death." Now, that doesn't sound too pleasant. But the thing is that if we die because of the cause for Jesus Christ, I think, or I should know, that we too will be looking forward to a place in the kingdom of God. "All men will hate you because of me," Jesus says, "but not a hair on your head will perish. By standing firm, you will gain life." "When you see Jerusalem being surrounded by armies," Jesus says, "you'll know that the desolation is near." There are so many signs that Jesus gives us about his return. But the thing is that the people are blind today. They don't want to read what the scriptures have to say. They don't want to listen to what the things that Jesus says. But the thing is, these things are going to happen. Some of these things have already happened. Some of them are continuing to happen. And those are all signs when Jesus will soon return back to this earth to establish the kingdom. He goes on to say in verse 25, he says, there will be signs in the sun, moon, and stars. On the earth, nations will be in anguish and perplexity at the roaring and tossing of the sea. Men will faint from terror, apprehensive of what is coming on into the world, for the heavenly bodies will be shaken. Jesus said this, and I love these two scriptures. At that time, they will see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. When these things have begin to take place, Jesus said, stand up, lift up your heads, because your redemption is drawing nigh. At that time, they will see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. When these things begin to take place, stand up, lift up your heads, because your redemption is drawing nigh. I love those scriptures. Unfortunately, there's going to be some bad things that we're going to have to go through before Jesus comes back. But Jesus has promised us that he will come back to establish his kingdom. In John chapter 14, Jesus is talking to his disciples, and he's telling them that he won't be with them much longer. But in John chapter 14, verse 1, it says, do not let your hearts be troubled. Trust in God. Trust also in me. In my Father's house are many rooms, and if it were not so, I would have told you. I'm going there to prepare a place for you. And if I go to prepare a place for you, listen to what Jesus says, I will come back. And I will take you with me, so that where I am, you may be also. And if I go to prepare a place for you, I will come back. That's a promise from my Savior who died on the cross for my sins. Jesus would not lie to me. He wants me to be in his kingdom. But I have to be prepared for when he comes back. And I have to be prepared to live through those things that he's told us about. The deception, the famines, the earthquakes, the celestial beings being shaken up. All those things, those are signs. Matthew talks about the abomination of desolation in the temple. There are so many things that are in the scriptures that are signs of Jesus coming back. And we have to go through those things to get to the kingdom of God. But the thing is, Jesus has promised each and every one of us that if I go away, like he said, I will come back. I can't wait for Jesus to return. In Revelation chapter 22, three times in Scripture, Jesus says, I'm coming soon. Revelation 22:7, behold, I am coming soon. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Revelation 22:12, behold, I am coming soon. My reward is with me, and I will give to everyone according to what he has done. Revelation 22:20, and he who testifies these things says, yes, I am coming soon. Amen. Come, Lord Jesus. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with God's people. Amen. I'm coming soon. I'm coming soon. Yes, I'm coming soon. Those are the words of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Those words are given to us in the Scriptures. You know, it wasn't only Jesus who told us that he was coming back. Remember on the Mount of Olives when Jesus was gathering with his disciples before he ascended into heaven? They asked him questions like, Jesus, is this the time you're going to establish the kingdom in Israel? And he said, it's not for you to know the times or the dates that are set by my Father. He says, go back to Jerusalem. I'm promising you that you're going to receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. He says, but you'll be my witnesses in Jerusalem and Judea and Samaria to the ends of the earth, because the power of God will come upon you. And it says that as they were standing there looking at Jesus, that his feet started to leave the ground and he started to go off into heaven. And I can just see the disciples standing there just watching and watching and watching, seeing Jesus go away. And then finally, in Acts chapter 1, verses 9 through 11, the scripture says this. After he said this, he was taken up before their very eyes, and a cloud hid him from their sight. They were looking intently up into the sky as he was going, when suddenly two men dressed in white stood beside them. Men of Galilee, why do you stand here looking into the sky? This same Jesus who has been taken from you into heaven will come back in the same way you have seen him go into heaven. The same Jesus will come back. How do I know Jesus is coming back? Jesus told me so. Do I know when he's coming back? No. But he's given me many signs to know that he is coming back. Folks, I believe that we will see Jesus return in our lifetime. I believe that he'll come back, establish his kingdom, a place there for you and me, if we accept him as our Lord and Savior, put him on in the waters of baptism, and become part of God's eternal family. Jesus will establish the kingdom, because he said, "Behold, I'm coming soon." I'm coming soon, Jesus said. Yes, I am coming soon. And if I go away, I will come back. Folks, you have the answers now to answer your friend when they ask you those questions. How do you know Jesus is coming back? Do you know when he's coming back? I don't know when, but sure as I'm sitting here this evening talking to you on about these things, I know that Jesus is coming back. Folks, thanks for tuning in this morning. Share some of these scriptures with your friends. Let them know about the scriptures about Jesus and his soon return. I look forward to talking to you each and every week on the radio. I hope that the messages do inspire you throughout the week. I just praise God that he gave me this opportunity to share with you this morning. And I will share again with you next week at this very same time after the sunrise.
Thank you for tuning in this morning. After the Sunrise is the radio ministry of the North Salem Church of God. If you would like to contact us, send a letter to After the Sunrise, 13263 4th Road, Plymouth, Indiana, 46563. Or email us at afterthesunrise@mchsi.com. We would like to invite you to worship with us. We are located at the corners of 4th and North Michigan Roads. Sunday school begins at 9:30 a.m. with our worship service following at 10:30 a.m. Midweek Bible study is each Wednesday night at 7 p.m. and everyone is welcome to attend. Be sure to read the Pastor's Corner each Saturday morning on the Faith page in the Plymouth Pilot News. Once again, thanks for tuning in, and we will share with you again next week after the sunrise.